Right, as well as being an... I'm going to try and do this, actually, without swearing or shouting. As well as being an artist taxi driver, I'm also a university lecturer, an associate lecturer at Chelsea, and I'm the branch secretary of the UT Union at Campbell College of Art. And we will be having a picket line on November the 30th. But everyone knows that it's for pensions. But you can't just strike these days. You have to fucking give them, like, months' notice. And it's like, it is one... You have to have a cause, and it has to be pertinent to you. You can't just come out in sympathy. But everyone knows it's not just about fucking pensions. This government, right, is trying to do away with the human rights law. This government is trying to do away with the minimum wage. This fucking government, right, is trying to privatise the NHS because they know all their mates will get involved in it and it's a fucking goldmine. Because when someone's little kid's sick, they will have to go and get them fucking... Because they know if you can afford a mobile fucking phone, you can afford to get your little kid's leg fixed. It's a fucking disgrace. This government's appalling. It's sitting alongside a Liberal Democrat that fucking lied. Most of the fucking poor students that voted for Liberal Dem are now suffering because they've trebled it. They signed a pledge to fucking do away with it. And them greedy fucking gets have trebled it because it's just like, where's all the fucking money going? Into the fucking pockets of the fucking corporations that this government, right, should be protecting the people from the corporations, but it's protecting the corporation from the people. There's no right to fucking protest on the streets of London. You get kettled and fucking dragged in and beaten and arrested with agent fucking provocateur police. They're supporting the fucking energy companies whose bills are going through the roof. And the fucking old people gonna die. They're doing away with people's fucking pensions. It's a fucking disgrace. They're rummaging around the world, raping and pillaging and killing other people in tiny little countries, stealing their fucking minerals. And we've had enough. We're fucking striking about all of this and everything that's happening around the world in fucking other countries and all the other protests, like in Egypt and in America. It's all fucking connected because we're sick to death of you and your like, David fucking Camerface, and Francis Maud and Dalia Alexander. Stick your fucking dicks back in your trousers, stop waving them around, telling us what we're fucking doing. Because we're striking, because we're sick to death. We're sick to fucking death of being living in wage fucking slavery while CEOs and fucking bankers are spunking our money up the wall. Yes, that's our money that we're paying in taxes. Taxes that should be going towards the health and education of our children. You're fucking giving it to banking speculators who are gambling with people's lives. And don't think it's not fucking connected, because it is. Because I'm also striking for the fucking people that are starving in East on the Horn of Africa who've got fucking nothing. Because they're starving, and it's to do with the fucking bankers. And we all know it, and we know there's a fucking cabal that's running rampant paging around the world that wants to start a war in fucking Iran so they can fucking steal all their fucking oil. We got fucking arms dealers. We've got our government fucking selling arms to dirty, disgusting fucking military around the world like the Bahrainis and the fucking Egyptians so they can use on their own people. They don't even fuck about in America. They just pepper spray their own fucking people for pacifically protesting, just sitting down. And everyone's fucking sick to death of David Cameron, the fucking Labour Party who killed fucking people in Iraq. You're out. We've fucking had enough. And I'm striking on November the 30th for the fucking whole lot. And we're sick to death. I want my children, I want my fucking children to grow up, to have a fucking chance. Not to have their fucking lollipop ladies fucking go in the fucking austerity in the cut while bankers sit fucking lapping it up with other corporate fucking bosses. And in the fucking banquet of corruption in the city with David Camerface and Boris Johnson and its gravy dribbling down while they got fucking crystal chandeliers and ponies for their little girls. Everyone else is suffering. Out licking up the fucking street. We got youth unemployment that's going to be lasting for fucking years unless it's addressed now. Where, what, fucking working for Tesco's and Sainsbury's for nothing. for nothing. It's fucking gone mental, this fucking country, and we're sick to death of it. And the unions need to fucking get a grip and start fucking lightning fucking strikes. Never mind this fucking telling. Just fucking go out. They'll fuck them up. Then they'll start fucking seeing. Then they'll start fucking listening. What's fucking going on? We've had enough, so fuck off.